It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. This week, the Lincoln Center Festival will celebrate the 50th anniversary of Jules, a three-act ballet created by choreographer George Balanchine for the New York City Ballet. And for this occasion, three companies, the Bolshoi Ballet, the Paris Opera Ballet, and the New York City Ballet, will each perform one act in the same theater where Jules premiered. Joining us now to talk about this limited performance is Marina Harz. She recently wrote about this production for the New York Times. Marina, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So first, tell us about the history of this ballet.
So it was made in 1967, 50 years ago, and what's interesting about that is that that was 3 years after the company moved into Lincoln Center, the newly built Lincoln Center. So it had this great new theater that was much larger than its original, and they needed to fill the space. And so George Balanchine started making these much bigger ballets. And Jules was one of the first sort of big concept ballets that he made.
Huge production, in other words.
Huge production. It's a full evening length ballet, which is unusual for him at the time. But he kept to his guns. It's still an abstract ballet. There's no story. So it's three ballets, one called Emeralds, one called Rubies, and one called Diamonds. And you can do them separately, but the full evening is kind of the full effect. It's a triptych.
Jules is performed by ballet companies around the world, so clearly, as you mentioned, it's a popular work. But why is it so important that its 50th anniversary is being celebrated specifically with these three companies?
Well, in part, it's a little bit of a gimmick, of course, but Jules was a gimmick from the beginning. I mean, even the idea of calling the ballet Jules, it gave it a kind of glamorous appeal. And it brought in a more general audience in some of his more modernist, stark works. And he was shown posing with Jules at Van Cleef and Arpels, and his ballerinas were shown with tiaras with gemstones on them. And so doing it this way with these three great companies is kind of like a continuation of this idea of creating a big event. And of course, it's not very often that you get the Paris Opera, the Bolshoi, and New York City Ballet in one place performing at the same time. So it is an event.
So you would say this is a unique and historic performance, even if you're already familiar with the ballet.
Yes, exactly. I mean, since the ballet's premiere, people have talked about it as being, in a way, elusive to the different styles of ballet that are associated with different countries. So Emeralds is very quiet and sort of elegant, and so people have always thought, oh, it's very French, and the music is by Gabriel Fauré, and it's very beautiful and very sort of stoic. Then Rubies is brash and jazzy, and even though the music is by a Russian composer, by Stravinsky, but it has an American kind of Art Deco edgy feel to it. And so that's the ballet that's kind of thought of as being American. And then Diamonds is set to Tchaikovsky, so it's very grand and melancholy, and it has this kind of sense of imperial glamour to it. And so that's the ballet that people have associated with being Russian. So having a Russian company, a French company, and an American company makes sense.
So something for everyone.
Exactly.
And this won't be the only opportunity to see the Bolshoi Ballet at Lincoln Center, right?
Exactly. They're sticking around. I mean, it makes sense if they're coming all the way over to perform a ballet version of The Taming of the Shrew, one of Shakespeare's problem plays. But they want to show that they can do contemporary dance. So this is a recently created work.
Okay, so Jules isn't the only ballet performance happening this week. In fact, there's an entire festival right at the Joyce Theater. What are some of the highlights there?
This festival happens every 2 years, and it's supposed to highlight young and up-and-coming choreographers. And one of the things that's exciting this year is that four of the five choreographers are women. And as we know, there's been a dearth of support for women choreographers in ballet. The other thing that's interesting about it is that there will be live music in each performance. And each of the different choreographers has a kind of a different approach. So if you can watch the whole thing, you're kind of getting a snapshot of what's happening in the up-and-coming ballet world. I'm particularly interested in Gemma Bond, who's she's still a dancer at American Ballet Theatre. I think she's one to watch.
For more details about the Ballet Festival, as well as a link to Marina's New York Times story about Jules at the Lincoln Center Festival, you can go to our website, wnyc.org. Marina Harz, thanks so much.
Thank you, Richard.